We're producing, as far as ethanol, and it may apply to biodiesel as well, but I just read a headline in the newspaper that we're at peak production of ethanol, which is quite a turnaround from how we were hurt during the virus. But I think the long-term viability of it can be questioned, and I think the industry itself is questioning, because we don't know where this administration's going with it. Biden campaigned in Iowa for the RFS and for ethanol and biofuels. And we have not heard anything out of the administration. In fact, just the opposite. We have heard all sorts of rumors, maybe going back 6 weeks, that on a certain Friday, it looked like they were going to get RVOs. That's the mandate. That would be just cutting considerably, which would be very harmful to the industry. It'd be very harmful to the environment because, you know, biodiesel and ethanol are very environmentally positive. And they not only that, but they reduce the price of fuel you put in your car. And they're good for good jobs in rural America that you never thought you'd have if you didn't have the ethanol. But six of us, maybe six or more of our senators, I was one of them, recently want to sit down with President Biden. We wrote a letter maybe 2-3 weeks ago requesting a meeting. We've heard zilch from a president that said that he was going to be for biofuels. So it's very much in question, and this uncertainty is not good for the industry. And I'm surprised that they're doing so well now, and I'm glad for that. But looking ahead, if you're going to keep these 43,000 jobs in Iowa that we need to, we just need to have the government bring some certainty to the industry. And we haven't heard anything about RVOs. And the rumors going around that maybe the reason that they're holding it up is because they don't want to upset any Democrats, because they got to get all the Democrats on board to pass their $4.2 trillion monstrosity that has 5 or 6 new social programs in it that are entitlement programs. And you know, once you get an entitlement program started, the federal government will even be in some ways supporting even multimillionaires through programs that everybody has to participate in.